City Talk.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
There's a big game taking place at Prenton Park over the course of this weekend. Saturday afternoon, 3 o'clock to be precise. Traditional kickoff time, unheard of in the Premier League. But Tranmere and Wrexham will go for it. Hammer and tongs. My word, it's a big game. And the man who can tell us more about it is a former Tranmere player, man with a foot in both camps, because at Wrexham now, Lee Jones. Lee, good morning to you.
Morning, Al. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right, sir. How are you? Are you looking forward to this one?
Yeah, definitely should be a cracker. Yeah, it should be. I mean, I think from Wrexham's point of view, they've obviously, like, last couple of games, we got a defeat against Dover last week. We didn't play great against Guiseley on Tuesday night. And now, obviously, you know, things are sort of out of our hands, but we've got to go, well, certainly Wrexham have got to go and win the next three games to have any chance. You know, it's a slim chance, but as long as there is a chance and you keep fighting for it.
Yeah, that's what the boss has got to tell the players, isn't it, in a situation like this? Look, it's not over until the fat lady sings, but I'm afraid I think she's warming the vocal cords as far as the others are concerned.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. It's one of them, isn't it? You know, you've just got to do what you can do and hopefully, you know, matters will take care of themselves. I think, obviously, from Wrexham's point of view, we've put ourselves in a position where it is really difficult now. But, you know, every game of football, you've got to go out and try and win and try your best. And obviously the local rivalry, if you like, between Tranmere and Wrexham, you know, there'll be a fantastic atmosphere from Prenton Park tomorrow.
And, of course, from your perspective, Lee, if it's not to be Wrexham, you'd want Tranmere to be there in the playoff positions, wouldn't you?
Yeah, of course. I mean, you know, I've got a soft spot for Tranmere. I had 3 great years at Tranmere. You know, obviously it was a fantastic time. Some great memories, obviously against Bolton as well. That game was a bit bananas that day. So I've got a decent relationship with people. You know, I still got a call in at the ground now and again. I was over with Matt Parks the other week, having a chat with Mark and stuff. And obviously I've seen the way that Tranmere are moving forward. And if it isn't to be Wrexham, then obviously, you know, I would love Tranmere to get promoted.
Yeah, away from the top two, it's been a keenly contested National League this season, hasn't it? Some quality in there as well.
Yeah, there has. I mean, obviously, you know, we played against, I think the last 3 or 4 games we've played, other than Guiseley, we've played against the, you know, the sort of top 6 teams. You know, we've played the Dovers, Eastleigh, I know we played Braintree at the end of the season, Cheltenham, Forest Green. And to be honest, there isn't a great deal in the league. You know, everybody seems to beat everybody, but you know, we came up against a strong Dover side last Saturday. They were well organised. Unfortunately, we didn't do enough to win the game. But, you know, yeah, it's a keenly contested league, and whoever gets out of it, you know, deserves to get out of it. I know with Wrexham's point of view, I think it's the 8th season that Wrexham have been in that league, and believe me, it is a tough league to get out of.
Yeah, it is indeed, isn't it? I mean, you can do Tranmere Rovers a big favour then, can't you, in the long term?
Yeah, certainly. Obviously, I don't think Wrexham will be trying to do any favours tomorrow. But you know, the next game after that is Braintree at home, and as I say, from the gaffer's point of view, he's looking at 3 wins and nothing else. And obviously, if there is that slim chance, which it is massively slim now, then obviously, you know, we would try and take it. But results have certainly got to go for us, you know, in a big way.
And as far as Tranmere are concerned, I mean, the sheer passion of tomorrow's derby will be quite intense, but they've still got to play Grimsby in the final game of the season. Yeah. That could be pivotal, but before them, they go to Eastleigh, who are still in there shouting as well.
Yeah, certainly, you know, Wrexham, Eastleigh, Grimsby, you know, on teams, if you like. I know Eastleigh have certainly spent a fortune this year on Grimsby's always a tough place to go, but you know, from Tranmere's point of view, I think that they would prefer to play them teams.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that. Yeah,
rather than maybe a bottom 3 team or a mid-table team that hasn't got anything to play for. You know, as an ex-pro, you do sort of raise your game when you are playing against the so-called bigger teams in the league. And you know, obviously there's promotion to play for, but you know, you've got personal pride, and also, you know, there may be players out there that are not under contract next year, and they've got to try and put performances in as well for their own sort of point of view. So there's still plenty to play for, even there's only probably, you know, a couple of weeks of the season left.
Be great for Tranmere, finally, Lee, just to you know, see them up in the year, unfortunately, that a Tranmere great in Johnny King was you know, laid to rest yesterday. Be great if they can get immediately back into the Football League.
Yeah, it would be. It'd be fantastic. I mean, I certainly got there. I think it was around sort of 6 months after, I think, Aldo took over from Johnny King. And his sort of, you know, sort of legacy, if you like, has always remained there. You know, obviously, you know, they've got the statue as well outside the ground now, which is fantastic to see. He was a great man. I spoke to him a couple of times. Didn't know him that well, but, you know, everything that he said, and you could tell every Tranmere fan sort of hung on every word that he said, you know, some great performances and some great history to be associated with Johnny. And It would be a fitting tribute if they get promoted this year. You know, no doubt about it. It would just a pity that, you know, they hadn't already been promoted, so we could have seen it. You know, that's the only thing I would say. But yeah, it'd be a fantastic tribute to Johnny.
Lee, thanks for coming on this morning. Fantastic stuff. We wish you the best, but not at the expense of Tranmere, obviously.
No problem at all. You too. Take care.
Thanks very much. That's Lee Jones, former Tranmere player, who's now, of course, at Wrexham.
This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport, and talk for Liverpool.